This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Administrators and campus police at the University of California, Los Angeles are facing intense criticism for failing to act quickly to stop an attack on a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus by counter-demonstrators who threw traffic cones and chairs, released pepper spray, and tore down barriers Wednesday. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would establish a broader definition of anti-Semitism for the Department of Education to enforce anti-discrimination laws. The bipartisan bill passed by a vote of 320 to 91 on Wednesday. The bill would broaden the legal definition of anti-Semitism to include the targeting of the State of Israel, conceived as a Jewish collectivity. The bill would codify the definition of anti-Semitism in Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The expanded definition of anti-Semitism was first adopted in 2016 by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, an intergovernmental group that includes the United States and European Union states. Critics say the move would have a chilling effect on free speech on college campuses. It now goes to the Senate, where its fate is uncertain. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. Here's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan with that story.
Blinken reiterated on Wednesday that the U.S. position is that Hamas was, quote, standing in the way of a ceasefire, according to the State Department. He has urged the group to accept what he called an extraordinarily generous truce deal. The deal would see 33 hostages released in exchange for a larger number of Palestinian prisoners and a halt to the fighting in Gaza, with the possibility of a more comprehensive deal later. A senior official for Hamas said the group was still studying the proposed deal, but accused Blinken of failing to respect both sides and described Israel as the real obstacle. Blinken's trip to Israel comes amid growing speculation that Israel will soon launch a long-promised assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Colombian President Gustavo Petro says his government will break diplomatic relations with Israel effective Thursday in the latest escalation of tensions between both countries over the Israel-Hamas war. Petro made the announcement Wednesday during an International Workers' Day march in Colombia's capital. In his speech, he again described Israel's siege of Gaza as genocide. He previously suspended purchases of weapons from Israel and compared the country's actions in Gaza to those of Nazi Germany. Colombia had been one of Israel's closest partners in Latin America, but relations between the two nations have cooled since Petro was elected as Colombia's first leftist president in 2022. Democratic leaders in the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona got enough votes Wednesday to repeal a 19th-century abortion ban. Here's AP correspondent Mike Hempen with that story.
Arizona senators needed 16 votes to repeal the abortion ban. 14 Democrats were joined by two Republicans in voting in favor of the repeal. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is expected to sign it. The near total ban permits abortions only to save the patient's life and provides no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest. In a ruling last month allowing the ban to take effect, the Arizona Supreme Court suggested doctors can be prosecuted under the 1864 law, which says that anyone who assists in an abortion can be sentenced to 2 to 5 years in prison. If the repeal bill is signed, abortion would be banned in Arizona after 15 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Mike Hempen.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. I'm Richard Green.